big primary day for him, including a win in Michigan. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
The loss deals a serious blow to the campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders, who won Michigan in 2016. Sanders did not speak publicly last night. Now the candidates focus on next Tuesday, with Florida's 219 delegates up for grabs, as well as Illinois, Ohio, and Arizona.
There's a debate in Phoenix, Arizona, Sunday night with no audience due to coronavirus concerns. There are more than 1,000 cases and at least 30 deaths confirmed in the U.S. now. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox,
"We're going to see more of these cases. I mean, we've been very clear from the outset. We'll see more cases in the United States. There's literally no way that the United States, as the center of the global economy, is immune from this."
More universities are switching to online classes only. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Thank you, Sam. Officially, the dense fog advisory has expired. However, as I do a check of local airports, which report once an hour at the top of the hour, Danley Field still down of a quarter of a mile, Prattville, quarter of a mile, half a mile at Maxwell. So there's still some fog out there. Although, last time I looked out our window here downstairs, the situation seems to be improving. Otherwise, after the fog, a very warm day for March, with a high temperature up to about 76, an isolated shower or storm possible during the daytime hours. That gets a little bit better later on, because a little complex of storms will be sliding southeastward out of Mississippi into western Alabama. A couple of those could be on the strong side, and before they fizzled out, they'll make it into central Alabama. So a chance of you seeing one of those later. Low tonight down to about 59. Then tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the forecast doesn't change much from day to day. Each day will at least be in the upper 70s. Some days will be touching 80 degrees. And spotty showers will be in the forecast every single one of those days. That doesn't mean you're going to see a shower every one of those days. In fact, many of those days you may not. But the rain chances will vary from about 20 to 40% each day, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And looks like that will continue. Not much change Monday and Tuesday of next week as well. The pollen count is getting higher and higher. We're in the medium to high range right on through the end of this week and through part of the weekend at least, and probably beyond. Right now this morning, with dense fog in some spots, it's 59 now, 8:05.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, fantastic. We got phone calls. This is wonderful.
Yay.
Thank you. Let's go to our first one. Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. Your drive-in kind of foggy this morning?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully that's going to go away. But we got the question out there. Both men and women do this about 30% of the time with people that they interact with every week. What do you think it is?
I am between two answers.
Okay, we'll pick one.
Hug them.
Hug them. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Hugger. Are you a hugger?
Yes.
Well, no, hugging is not it.
Howie Mandel is not a hugger.
Yeah, so you'll need to,
it's not hugging.
Give us a call back with your second guess, okay?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lindsay. Let's talk to Connie. Hey, Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Hey there.
What do you think it is that people do? Men and women do it, both of them, about 30% of the time when they meet with somebody every week.
I was thinking possibly like the fake compliment.
Oh.
Fake compliment.
Yeah.
Love that
outfit you got on.
Close.
That's really close.
But I'm gonna say, think about it and call back.
Yeah, we can't accept it in that form.
You're really close, Connie. I mean, you're closer than you think. But yeah, you're really close.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Connie. Let's talk to Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Do they compliment each other?
Compliment.
Well, Connie answered the fake compliment, and you've got the real compliment. So
and that's not it either.
That's not it either.
Appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Connie is still close. In fact, Cliff was way off.
Yeah.
But Connie was very, very close.
Right.
Name?
Not sure who's online.
Bert B. Is
Bert.
On.
Hey, Bert. How you doing, Bert?
All right, man. Doing great. I was going to say the hug thing, yeah. And it looks like somebody got a hold of that. But I don't know. Would it be to just ask, hey, how are you doing? In other words, it's like a salutation.
Just a regular greeting type thing? No, that's not it. That is not it.
The best one so far was the fake compliment.
Yeah, the best one has been fake compliment from Connie.
Right.
So.
Right.
Thank you for calling, though.
Thanks, Bert.
Appreciate
it. Okay.
We got
to talk to you later.
We got everybody is getting in for the drawing at the end of the week.
Yep.
So just call and
272-9228. 272-9228.
Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How y'all this morning? Hey.
We are coronavirus free so far.
Hey, we are too.
We're
on a cruise at the end of this month. I hope we stay that way.
Are you actually going on a cruise at the end of the month?
Going out of Louisiana, going to Belize and Cozumel.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Mahogany Bay. Yeah.
Was it booked a long time ago?
Was that?
Well, did you book this cruise a long time ago before?
Oh, yeah. We booked it back in the summertime.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. When you didn't even know coronavirus existed. Yeah.
Didn't know anything about it.
Hey, what's your guess? What do you think this, what are we looking for here?
Well, I think the percentage may be higher if I'm right, but what about lie to them?
That is it.
That's exactly what we're looking for. Lie.
You got it.
Now, fake compliment was close.
Fake compliment was really, really close. Put us on the track.
Right? We were looking for the word lie.
Yep. But a fake
compliment. That happened to me. That happened to me just a few minutes ago.
Oh.
I had contact with somebody, and they lied about who they were.
What?
Yeah.
Was it a telemarketer? Somebody call you that did that? Or?
Now, with my job, I have to go and meet people and talk to people.
Oh, okay.
I pulled up at a house, and they lied about who they were.
Oh,
ooh, goodness.
Right. Happens to me daily.
Now I need to know what Robert does for a living.
Yeah.
Robert, what do you do for a living?
I may not want to tell us what he does for a living.
Well, I'm in law enforcement.
There you go.
That's understandable, though.
You're probably very familiar with that answer. You probably get it more than 30% then. That's why you probably said it was higher.
Yeah, that's why I said it was probably higher.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
is higher. I can tell you it is.
According to the study, these people probably lied.
there you go.
So,
well, stay on the line.
Yeah, Robert, we got to get some information from you, but congratulations. You got yourself a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro.
Yum.
And, in fact, when do I talk about Seafood Bistro? Not yet. It's coming up. It's coming up later. Okay. Let's take a break here. We're going to get a look at the news, local news here coming up. And then we've got, I don't know what else we got coming up. We got weird news stories, all sorts of things lined up for you in this line. We made it to hour three.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I told Greg that we would fill 3 hours.
And that's exactly what we've done. We'll be right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A deadly house fire is under investigation in North Montgomery County. The state fire marshal's office says one person died in the fire on Williams Drive Sunday night. That victim has not been identified. President Donald Trump has endorsed Tommy Tuberville in the U.S. Senate race. Tuberville is running against Trump's former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the March 31st Republican runoff. Trump tweeted Tuesday night that Tuberville has his complete and total endorsement. And Montgomery will soon have another charter school. The Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's contract. School leaders say they'll open for K through second grade in 2021 and add grades over the next 4 years. Life Academy will be Montgomery's second charter school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bryan Jewelry is the place to go for any occasion that you're celebrating, including Easter. I was on their website, bryanjewelry.com, and they have some beautiful options to celebrate that holiday. But whatever the occasion, whether it's an anniversary or a birthday or just to do something special for somebody, these are the people you want to work with. You know, they go all the way back 6.5 decades to when Prattville was a tiny little town. Now people come from all over the river region to shop at Bryan Jewelry because their reputation for selection and choice can't be beat. They've grown with the city into a beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main. It's not just the amazing selection inside that matters. It's the people inside, Lynn and Kenny and that great team. You know, you can go in there with an idea, and they can bring it to life. They can create it from scratch. They carry an incredible list of watches at Bryan Jewelry. You can even build your own. You can put your personal touch on the gifts you select at Bryan Jewelry in Prattville. Visit BryanJewelry.com, join their club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, and keep them in mind for any occasion, big or small. Bryan Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. 6.5 decades of excellence in the preferred community and the River Region.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more at slerodeo.com.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Go Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back. Just having a little discussion during the break.
You know, a little chat.
A little chit-chat. We're about to coronas.
COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have it, by the way.
Dow futures aren't looking good again.
No, Dow futures, last time I looked, were 742 down. We'll find out. The stock market opens in about 16 minutes, but... Dow futures are not looking good. That display right there says 225 down. So the day before they were down 2,000. Yesterday they were up 1,200. This is crazy.
It is 718.
Yeah.
718. Yeah. It's a nice little roller coaster of fun with your money.
I have not looked at my. My numbers, and I don't want to for a while.
Just don't. It's not even like, it's an election year. There's the coronavirus. It's like a thing. There's a lot going on.
And the markets are so reactive. When the president announced a stimulus package yesterday, the markets went crazy up. And I don't know what was announced overnight that has made the futures go down, but the markets are
just more cases that keep coming in.
The sun
in,
is
going to
rise. I mean, it could be anything.
Yep. As far as what triggers that, yeah, it could be.
There's fog this morning.
Oh, that's it. Fog.
The time change.
It's
a damn time change.
It's that stupid time change, and I have messed up what I was doing actually.
Okay.
And now it's not going to make a bit of difference because it's also because of the Modern English tour that is going on.
Modern English, who's had, one big hit song?
British new wave icons Modern English have just announced a 40th anniversary North American tour. Modern English, with undoubtedly one of the biggest songs of the 80s.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
I melt with you. And their other big hits... I Melt With You.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Every show will feature a complete performance of their 1982 classic album, After the Snow.
Check track listing online to see when they'll be playing I Melt With You.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Modern English. Don't miss them doing I Melt With You this summer.
I don't know. Are they really doing a tour? They could. They. I don't know if they've announced one.
I haven't read it yet.
Let me look here. I'm just going to check.
By the way, for those of you that haven't heard the...
Yep, they did announce a tour.
Stop. When?
Oh, let's see. This year... Wow. The closest they'll be to us is West Palm Beach, July the 11th.
Okay.
San Diego, Los Angeles. Look, right now is not a good time to announce a tour.
Yeah, they should
put
that
on. I think it depends on who it is. You know...
It's just not, I get if you already had one planned, mm-hmm. but again, I go back to this whole, look at Coachella and look at a couple of other things like South by Southwest.
Also the Stagecoach Festival, I guess that's a big country thing.
South by Southwest is the one that's under,
it's huge.
It's the one that has the risk of not returning. Because the money made from this year goes to pay for the next year.
Oh,
that
man.
Is right.
And if you don't have one, you don't have the money to do it, and you've got to raise the funds again or somehow do
and
that.
And that could be difficult.
And Coachella was not canceled. It was postponed until October. But
what about Bonnaroo? Like, Bonnaroo's still on.
Well, it is now. It is so far.
That's what, June?
Right?
Bonnaroo's usually in June.
There are some big decisions yet to be made. For instance, the Olympics are coming up this summer. And the Olympic Committee said that they could delay it for 1 or 2 years.
I'll be heartbroken if we don't. I get super patriotic during the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's a little unnerving because, I mean, like, I'm up, like, watching it in live time. I mean, I want to see...
Oh, yeah.
When I don't want to wake up and, we have 27 gold medals. Like, I want to see it in live time.
Right.
So, if I won't have nothing to do this summer if they cancel the Olympics.
Well, we'll see.
Except
it's
sleep.
Supposed to be in Tokyo.
I know.
Good thing it's not in Hunan.
Where's Bonnaroo? Oh, it's in Tennessee.
Yeah. And it's usually, like, the second week in June, like, June 10th through the 14th or
usually,
something like that.
Usually on a lovely, humid,
it's usually hot, real hot. People are intense.
Yeah, it's June 11th through the 14th.
Look at me acting like I know what's going
on. Look at you.
I've not been to Bonnaroo. I have a 2-year-old, and I don't think that would be a great environment.
Now, see, this was posted January 7th, so there's nothing.
So they don't know yet.
Yeah, there's nothing about what might be going on. Yeah.
I think some of these people are waiting to see. You know, if coronavirus is on the decline, supposedly in China, you know, is it going to peak elsewhere? And will this soon be in our rearview mirror? I hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows?
Yeah, really. That's basically, we have no idea. So I don't know. The other part of it is the people, when you schedule all these things and you have to get the organizers and all these things have to come into play for you to put on a thing.
Yeah, for instance.
They need enough time to know when you're canceling.
Exactly. It's not just the entertainers, for instance, in Coachella. It's the caterers. It's the light people. It's the people that deliver the bathrooms, the portable. You know, it's everything.
Right.
The stage rigging, everything. Yep. The hotels that may be involved.
Exactly. It's a ripple effect.
And then when they lose, so if they don't hold it, then the hotels don't get the money.
Mm-hmm.
They lose the rooms because they had already had them booked.
Right.
So nobody booked the, it's just, yeah,
it's
this whole ripple effect that takes place whenever.
Have you seen pictures of airlines lately? I mean, how many seats are available?
I know, man. Now's the time. It's like, if I had anywhere to go.
Right.
I got an email. So,
no fear. I would.
Really only flown two airlines. I've done a lot of flying, but I only fly about two of them, American and Delta.
Did you get that Delta email?
I got the Delta email.
Yeah, I got that.
Did you get the American email?
I did not get an American email.
I got the American email.
I got a Southwest email.
The American email says, look, if you fly from whatever date it was that they sent me that email, if you fly from, or if you purchase tickets from this date through, I don't know, sometime in April, they will... Not fully refund, but they will give you an exchange, no questions asked, to whatever you want to reschedule.
There you go.
Well, that's us.
To whatever. So
I think Delta's being very, very they're refunding the international flights. They're doing a, you know, they're allowing people to refund the international. And I've got an international flight coming up on April 15th.
Is the Bahamas an international? I guess it is an international.
Yeah, it's international.
It?
Yeah. So
yeah,
we'll see.
All right. Yeah, just dealing with all of that. What do we got coming up? We've got, where's my show stuff? All the different things that we got. Weird news. Stupid news. which got Jacqueline really excited. She likes the stupid news.
Okay, what was your first name?
That's all coming up, and we've got a phone call coming in as well.
Okay, just one second, buddy.
Ooh.
We have East on the line.
East of the Rockies. Hey, East, what's going on, man?
Hey, listen, couple of things. Number one, I want you to introduce me to that dulcet voice. I just jumped in the car and heard.
Is it my Russian accent? Is that what you're talking about? Well, no, hello, yeah, Mr. East. It. East Russia, maybe?
Yeah.
No, that's Jacqueline. You just talked to her, unless you're talking
Jacqueline.
About Rich.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why it didn't register. I know who that is.
Okay. It's
Jake
me.
Quellen.
I'm here
you
in
know
the
what
morning time.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to encourage you guys. Everything's going to be okay. KC and the Sunshine Band are going to be in Montgomery.
In August. Well.
In August.
Yeah, unless they get the coronavirus. Yeah.
That's right, and you know, they a big dance craze when they were coming along, which I hated, disco, was the bump. So apparently that's the way we're supposed to greet each other.
Well, that's the way, I like it.
There you go. All right, Chad.
Well, thanks,
have a
East.
Great day. And Jacqueline, it's good to hear you.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. We're going to take a break, and we've got traffic coming up here next. And more on the way. News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic with some accidents to tell you about. They are still working an accident on I-85 southbound. This is going to be on the ramps down to Fairview Avenue. Multiple cars involved with injuries. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We had an accident earlier, Taylor Road at Taylor Oaks near Battery Source. That's going to be just down from Vaughn Road. We have a new accident now, 85 northbound at Taylor Road. That's causing a bit of a backup, slow traffic as far back as Bell Road there. 85 southbound, a lot of slow traffic and heavy traffic. Chantilly Parkway to Taylor, another slowdown. Eastern Boulevard all the way past Perry Hill Road and Ann Street to Jackson Hospital. I-65 not doing too bad now. Inbound both directions except that accident on the ramps at Fairview Avenue, 65 southbound. Boulevards are looking a little better. So's the 31s into town. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Even when the world of money gets a little topsy-turvy, there's always people who seem to come out ahead. If you want to know why that happens, you need to sit down and talk to a financial planner. I suggest Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. He leads a team of people that is dedicated 24/7 to staying ahead of the trends in money. He's also the guy to sit down and talk to about your future, the events that you want to prepare for, whether it's your kids' education, your retirement, or just building a nest egg so you have that peace of mind that comes with a fallback option. You don't have to bring a checkbook or cash. Just make an appointment at 387-0094 and sit down and talk to Brant about you, your life, and your goals in the short term and long term. 387-0094 for Brant and the Brain Trust at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate, carrying your voice.
place across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, welcome back. Before we get into the show, I want to tell you a little bit about the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
So good.
Yes.
It is delicious.
Have you had their new pasta dish?
The, I can't pronounce it. It's not the Seafood Monica, is it?
I don't know. It's got like blackened shrimp, or you can get crawfish. It's like a fettuccine.
Ooh. That might be it. They've got a frish. A frish.
A frish.
They got a frish.
It's a fresh fry.
It's a fresh fry for the shrimp. Fish and shrimp bon temps.
I don't know, but it was delicious. It came recommended by the wonderful server we had. I go on Fridays because, you know, it's Lent, so I eat fish on Fridays.
That's right.
So, if any listeners are out there, you know, it's Lent and you're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays.
Correct.
Seafood Bistro is a solid choice.
Absolutely. A good reminder.
Fried is okay. Fried.
You can have
any
fried,
kind of
blackened, baked, anything.
Okay.
You can have shrimp, fish, oysters, crawfish. I'm a big fan of the Seafood Bistro.
Well, they got
Friday.
You covered at the Seafood Bistro then for Lent. You are covered. Go online to their website, theseafoodbistro.com, or if you pronounce it theseafoodbistro.com.
Tomato, tomato.
I think I was always a the person rather than a the.
The Seafood Bistro.
Yeah.
Well, I don't say the night before Christmas. I say the night before Christmas.
I think it's a circumstantial differentiation.
Well, I would say the night before Christmas.
The?
The? Really? That's
maybe.
Weird,
no, it's
Jay.
The.
It's the night
the.
Before Christmas.
Maybe it is. Maybe.
What about the land before time? It's not the land before time.
Maybe I do. Maybe it's the other way then. Maybe I do default to the more than I do the.
Yeah. Or maybe just in titles, you're more of a...
I'm not sure.
I'm going to be listening now.
Yeah, it's gonna drive me nuts.
But
TheSeafoodBistro.com or TheSeafoodBistro.com. Make sure it's in there. Go to any of their delivery apps on your phone, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. They have the menu there. You can order it and have it delivered. So if you don't want to go out, you can do that. You can have it. You can order it through their website and go by and pick it up at the restaurant. 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Call them at 279-7500 and like and follow them on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, I was behind in posting my random facts as I usually do. I've got them up there now.
Cool.
So if you missed any of them, go there and check it out. I know a few people have asked me what the answer was for today's conundrum. And that was men and women do this 30% of the time.
They lie.
Time they meet someone. So Connie called in with the answer of fake compliment, which is a lie.
Right, but it wasn't as specific as we needed.
Right. Fake compliment. I mean, you do it every day when you ask somebody how you're doing.
Sometimes,
most of the time, you don't care really how they're doing. You're just giving a greeting.
Sometimes you're just trying to be...
Like, hey, how are you?
Yeah. And when they give you a... 20 paragraphs about how they really are.
I gotta go. Good to see
you. You rethink asking them that question, don't you? So, yeah. What do we got in our weird news or stupid news or any kind of news at all?
I had
what
a weird
we
news thing. Well, I gotta find. I don't know. I'm not gonna be able to read it verbatim.
You don't watch The Bachelor, do you? Are
no,
you a Bachelor
I don't have
girl?
No.
Okay.
See, no, I'm not.
Is Dana?
No, I don't think Dana's a Bachelor person. And if she is, she's definitely not one of those people that, like, has, like, the Bachelor parties at her house or anything.
Yeah, because he broke up with her.
Well, the whole premise of that show, I mean, I think I'm a little old-fashioned when it comes to that. But, like, the whole premise of the going after somebody that you know is openly dating, like, multiple other people at one time is just not a thing for me. Like, I have a hard time, like, stomaching it. Because I'm like, you know this person is, like, going on these dates with, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a jealous.
Right. No, there is
person.
There is an uber trashy, horrible downgrade of society type television show on Netflix that is so enjoyable. called Love is Blind.
Okay, so what is that?
Do you have Netflix?
I have a Netflix, yes.
So they put these men and women in I don't know if it's a house. I don't know where they've got them at. But the men are separated from the women. And then the men go into these pods. They call them pods. It's like a small little room that has
like a brothel show.
It's a small little room that the men go into. And then the women go into another small little room. And they can't see each other, but they can talk to each other.
Oh,
so it's like you fall for somebody based purely on like communication.
But the only way... that it moves forward. The only way you move forward in the, they call it an experiment, and the only way I can move forward is if I fall, because my cords wrapped around my foot. You have to propose. You have to get engaged.
Well, you know, isn't this a little bit like...
This is so interesting.
Isn't this a little bit like the dating game where Bachelor number 4...
Yeah, but that's at least like a 30-minute...
You couldn't see those people?
You couldn't see them, but... Right.
But the audience could have like a reaction too, because if the audience is like totally silent, you're like, maybe I shouldn't pick number 2.
At the same time, though, they were just going on a date. This is a proposal.
Oh, that's the very...
Yeah, but
very
I mean, in modern day society, what is a proposal, Jay? I mean, it's not really like it used to be.
I don't know. I've never proposed.
Is it a contract?
Well, I mean, technically, it's a contract to contract to marriage, I guess. It's a promise to contract to marriage. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I just have an issue with those shows like The Bachelor or some of the MTV shows where you put all of these, like, you know, young adolescent mm-hmm. adults that aren't, you know, definitely not old enough to, like, they can drink and they can vote, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. And then you watch them make these, like, horrible life decisions.
Right.
I feel like The Bachelor's the same thing. It's like, I don't want to date you.
I've never watched a single episode of The Bachelor.
See, I don't want to date you if I know you're going on dates with, like, 5 or 6 other women this week. Like, uh-huh. that's weird to me.
I think I agree with you.
But, like, we are mainstream, you know, television making this like acceptable that like there's no such thing as monogamy anymore. Like mm-hmm. it's okay to like, and it'd be one thing if it was just dates, like, you know, like the 1950s or something, like just right. dates and like
go to the
you pick them up at the front door, you know, and then you bring them home. But these are like intimate
soda.
Like dates, you know, right. you're not going to the sock hop.
Oh no.
Well, thanks for listening.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's a weird premise, and I do not watch those shows. I do not watch.
How's our buddy Mike again, Colin?
Hey, Mike.
Oh. I know.
I do have a stupid news, though. One of the things was some of the male, like, artists, like music artists,
yeah.
are wearing, like, pearl necklaces, like a woman's pearl necklace.
I've got that right here in front
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, and it's
does
becoming...
Does it say why?
It's becoming, like, a trend. Like, who was it?
Harry Styles. And Pharrell?
Pharrell. So, you know, musician, artist.
Is that like a hand sanitizer?
That's Purell. No, he sings the, 'cause I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, I know who he is.
Okay.
I was just making a stupid joke.
Well, I mean, it was funny.
Yeah.
But they're wearing, like, pearl necklaces, and apparently it's becoming, like, a male fashion trend. So.
I bet Mike is wearing them.
So tomorrow, I hope you guys come in here wearing your pearl necklaces.
Oh, sure.
I just don't understand.
Because it's just a thing.
It's just a thing. I've never really wanted to be...
A woman?
Like Harry... Well, let me tell you about yesterday.
Yeah, you were supposed to tell me on break.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
I'll tell you what happened yesterday.
You know, on our TV, little TV time. He'll tell you during break. He'll fill you in on that.
Exactly. What else you got in stupid news over there?
I don't know. Police in Ohio found a pair of college students making out on the stairwell of the station at 2:45 a.m. on Sunday. Okay.
Lovers.
Uh-huh. Taco Bell rolling out.
Ooh, what do they got? The triple lupa?
Yeah.
It's a very long chalupa.
Don't think I won't.
So long, it's built to be torn apart in 3 mini chalupas.
I don't need that. No. I don't need that kind of rule.
Challenge accepted.
Tomorrow. Hostess has announced a new line of bottled ice lattes.
Twinkies, ding-dongs, and snowballs.
That's right. We're out of snowballs.
That sounds
people
disgusting.
Are stocking up.
Give me the ding-dong.
Yeah.
No, keep your ding-dong to yourself.
I hate snowballs.
Nobody wants like that. Like, I feel like doesn't sound like it tastes delicious at all.
Snowballs are the coconut ones, right?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Bud Light Lemonade is starting to hit stores.
Bud Light Lemonade. As if the coronavirus wasn't bad.
Yeah. let's see. There's a new survey about how much people spend on adult toys. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, $20 or less is acceptable, but 3% spend $100 on adult toys. All right. That's trash.
Oh, goodness. I didn't finish my Love is Blind thing.
Yeah.
So that when they propose, mm-hmm. once they propose, they then got sent to a resort in Mexico where they could get to know each other.
And get the coronavirus.
Get to know each other. Right. He says with air quotes.
Quote, unquote.
Then... they get sent back home and put into, like, an apartment where they live together for a little while. Also, during this time, they go to meet each other's families.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
And get all that stuff done.
So, like, how many of these are successful?
I don't want to spoil it.
Don't ruin it for me.
Yeah, there's only 10 episodes. Then they plan their wedding. They do their wedding, the wedding dresses, and they do the suits and the bachelor party and everything else.
Yeah.
then they go to the altar. And apparently, I guess they're under contract at that point. There's a certain point where apparently they're under contract to go through with it, but either say yes or no at the altar.
Oh.
At the altar.
See, that makes for some good television.
It does. But then I wonder, like, do they tell them before, hey, look, just play along, but tomorrow I'm going to say no. Look, this is not working out. Or tomorrow I'm going to say yes.
Yeah,
I think that would be a breach of contract because they want the shock value, the producers.
Mm, yeah.
So there has to be some sort of clause in the contract.
And let me tell you
spill the beans.
Let me tell you, on some of those, they got their shock value.
Oh!
So I will just say that.
Man.
And then you can figure it out from there.
Is it an hour-long episode, like on the Netflix?
It's like 40-some-odd minutes per episode.
Okay, so you said there's 10 episodes, so I can waste
and a reunion episode, too.
Because
they did this like 2 years ago, so they do a catch-up.
Like, where are they now?
Right, yeah. So, anyway, I should have put that in the cheap and trashy, because that is nothing but cheap and trashy right there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's what I feel like The Bachelor is. It's like a little bit classy
trashy.
I mean, it's a lot trashy. But it's a little, I mean, at least they put some, like, roses and stuff in there, and they give, like, limos and ball gowns, and it's like, you know.
True. That's true. We got to get a look at the weather here. And the other thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just to let you know, there is one of those at the end.
Okay, got you. Thank you.
I don't know why I got to be all...
It's like super secretive over here.
You have an intro and an outro, Rich. I'm just going to say that.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
The fog situation is abating. That's good news. It's going to be a warm day. I think much of the day is dry. However, we're going to be watching the radar, and sliding into the state from the state of Mississippi will be a complex of thunderstorms later that will make it into West Alabama. Maybe a couple of those could be on the strong side. And then generally what future radar shows is that the line of showers and complex of showers may start to dissipate a little bit before they get into central Alabama, but we're going to have to include the chance of a shower or thunderstorm later. Today's high 76, tonight's low 59. Then tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high temperatures in the upper 70s each day, maybe teasing 80 any one or more of those days. And each day, there will be at least a small chance of showers in the forecast. Spotty showers possible. Rain chances running from anywhere from 20 to 40% each day tomorrow through Sunday. And not much change on Monday. Pollen count remaining high to very high right on through the next few days. And right now this morning, with some fog left over in a few spots, it's 59 degrees at 8:39.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Let me talk to you about our friends at LukeWire. And, the AC and heating part of LukeWire has been around since 1976 here in Montgomery. But for over two decades, their plumbing department, Plumbing by LukeWire, has been second to none. And they are my go-to answer every time I have a plumbing issue. And I recently had one just about 3 weeks ago where I had to call them out, and they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. Now, when I had them come out to the house, it was for an issue that happened to be in the master bathroom, and not only did they diagnose and take care of that, but they said, did you know you had this other issue with this leak going on? No, I did not know that. So they took care of that problem as well. And you might want to think about the whole house plumbing inspection. That's where they check out all your plumbing inside and out, up and down, and the diagnose and try to figure out if there's a major problem lurking that you don't know about, which is great peace of mind if you're going to be going out of town anytime soon. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, Plumbing by LukeWire, or you can visit them on the web at acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you. They're wrapping up an accident at Taylor Road and Taylor Oaks in front of Battery Source. We have another accident now on I-85 northbound at Taylor Road. Got a little bit of a backup there to Bell Road. And still some slow traffic on 85 southbound around Perry Hill and Ann Street. 65 north and southbound looking good except for an accident on the off-ramp I-65 southbound at Fairview Avenue. Multiple vehicles. We had injuries involved there. They're working to clean that one up as well. Elsewhere, we're looking good. Keep it here, and we will keep you updated. Ready, set, go, and get that new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota. March is the time to get ready for spring and summer. Reinhart Toyota can make it happen for you. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A deadly house fire is under investigation in North Montgomery County. The state fire marshal's office says one person died in the fire on Williams Drive Sunday night. The victim has not been identified. Montgomery will soon have another charter school. The Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's contract last night. School leaders say they'll open for K through second grade in 2021 and add grades over the next 4 years. Life Academy will be Montgomery's second charter school. And President Donald Trump has endorsed Tommy Tuberville in the U.S. Senate race. Tuberville is running against Trump's former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the March 31st Republican runoff. Trump tweeted Tuesday night that Tuberville has his complete and total endorsement. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I don't think anybody that listens to this radio station likes paying taxes, and we don't like to pay more than we have to. So when you're shopping for furniture, shop wiser and buy Kaiser. My friend Stella and her team at their location at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, you know, that's just beyond the 10% taxing district of Montgomery. It's 8.25. Whatever you choose, you're going to pay less. And that goes for the inventory in-house. You know, there are 60,000 square feet of choices at Kaiser. And no matter what you're interested in, I suggest you wear comfortable shoes because there is a lot to see. Stella and her team can line up the choices for you in the budget that you're shopping with and have a very focused visit. It's a great experience and one of the best-kept secrets in town. We bought a recliner there, and we were amazed at the choices, including entertainment centers that have been revamped for today's larger screens, and so much more. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. Pay less and save. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I'm leaving you.
But why?
I can't deal with your need to put on new clothes every half hour.
Wait. I can change.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Janie King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, welcome back to News Talk 93.1 FM. Did you not find it?
No.
Flip.
We're looking at the Montgomery Advertiser.
Hand here. Me this. She needs the crossword.
I feel like I have not seen a real-life newspaper in a very, very long time.
Now, I see you when, and then this is every Wednesday, the grocery store ads are
I have
there.
The grocery ads.
For the week, the coming week, are there? Oh, there's that paper sound.
I mean, this is the most exciting part of my day. So, like,
who is it called? It could not take the paper sounds.
Was it Bert or Rock?
Somebody.
Who it was.
This noise?
Yeah, that one. That noise right there. Yeah. Wasn't our friend Mike, was it?
No, it was not our friend Mike. Oh. But if it annoys him, hi, Mike. Like, Mike likes to call and tell us how bad we are, but and I tell him, well, then why are you listening?
He's listening. He listens every day.
Hey, Mike.
Every day.
Life's too short. Just have fun with it.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average, by the way, that was up 1,200 yesterday, is now down 747. And so, you know, after that 1,000 point. So let's review. What is today? Wednesday? On Monday, it was down 2,000.
Right.
Yesterday it was up 1,200, and today we're starting off down to 767. So,
Look how awkwardly we both folded this.
I always fold mine this way because it gives me.
Rich, I'm sorry we monopolized your newspaper.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
But I'm absconding with the crossword.
I take the Sudoku.
See, the Sudoku kind of stresses me out. One, numbers in general, and two, I'm like, okay, wait, I have to do what with lines, and then I'm like,
Each box has to contain 1 through 9.
Right.
Each line has to contain 1 through 9, and each row has to contain 1 through 9.
But isn't that as complicated as the crossword puzzle, too?
No, because I feel like in a crossword puzzle, it's like I can marinate on it for a minute, and I'm like...
Give us one.
Okay. So let's do one across. It's 4 letters. Benefit. Now, to be fair, one down is 5 letters, and it is wash thoroughly.
I'm not good at these.
Clean? C-L-E-A-N?
So then what would benefit be if it started with a C and it was 4 down? Hmm. I mean, 4 across.
This is great radio.
See, my dad is really...
No idea.
Join us tomorrow as we get the answers to the crossword puzzle and fill them in.
This is why I like Sudoku, because if a number... there's numbers. It's like, that's got to go there because it can't go anywhere else.
I mean, they're...
Well, we're talking about crossword puzzle, and then Joey's got Tommy Tupperville on.
I know, so,
By the way, Joey has nailed nailed that down. That's pretty cool.
And, like, so, Joey, Joey will be on this afternoon as well, so since
Joey's
Greg's out of town.
Joey's got a long day.
Here comes the man himself.
Look, it's Joey!
Starting his day at 9 a.m. Remember, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah, but Joey gets me back this afternoon, so that'll be fun. I may bring, some sort of little treat, a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, I had no idea that she was... I mean, I know that they come in on Wednesdays, but not every... I didn't know it was every Wednesday.
Because Jay obviously doesn't listen to the show every Wednesday. He's busy doing other things.
He's in his little room.
Well, I kind of am.
I wasn't being facetious.
I kind of am doing other things.
Jay doesn't listen, so he doesn't know how awesome it is.
But yeah, so it means even more that you came in this morning.
Hey, man.
Knowing you're going to be coming in this afternoon,
plus
too.
Plus, she has a 9 o'clock at the office.
Right, so I'm going to be late, but it's fine. Because they have to fill out their intake form. That takes 5 to 7 minutes, so it's not a big deal.
5 to 7 minutes.
So, but I just was telling Joey, I've got court this afternoon, because contrary to popular belief, Dana and I actually do have real jobs besides being on the radio.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back from 3 to 5, and then back again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
And you've got Tommy Tupperville on at what time?
I believe.
Let me turn your mic on. That might help.
I believe in the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We scheduled that last week, and we need to save this, these shows in the morning, the shows that are coming up in the afternoon, when you come back, Jacqueline, but just to, whenever Greg starts complaining, he doesn't ever really complain, but when he does get in those moods, we should remind him how much we love you, Greg Budell.
We do.
And the long hours we put in.
Last time we checked with him, he was on I-10, so he may
be coming up on 75 shortly on the interchange.
Was that Lake City?
Lake City. Yes, Lake City.
Okay.
He should be getting close.
All right. Well, let's take another look at traffic here, and we'll come back and talk to Joey and Jacqueline. The J&J? JJ?
J&J.
The 3 J's. There's 3 J's in here.
Oh, my.
Rich. I'm changing my name.
Yeah. Anyway, so what J name would you pick?
Chich.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you. They're wrapping up an accident at Taylor Road and Taylor Oaks in front of Battery Source. We have another accident now on I-85 northbound at Taylor Road. Got a little bit of a backup there to Bell Road. And still some slow traffic on 85 southbound around Perry Hill and Ann Street. 65 north and southbound looking good except for an accident on the off-ramp, I-65 southbound at Fairview Avenue. Multiple vehicles. We had injuries involved there. They're working to clean that one up as well. Elsewhere, we're looking good. Keep it here, and we will keep you updated. Ready, set, go, and get that new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota. March is the time to get ready for spring and summer. Reinhart Toyota can make it happen for you. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Alabama is a great state for fun, and nobody knows that better than my buddy Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, and the team at Adams Motorsports. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Yeah, they take Monday off because the people that work at Adams Motorsports love the outdoors, so they get that extra day to enjoy the types of things they sell. Motorcycles. Terry always likes to say, you'll never see a motorcycle in front of a psychiatrist's office. It is a completely visceral experience, and he can connect you with the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program. So if you're interested in riding, he can set you up with that. That also works, by the way, on insurance as well. And then get you on something that will allow you to enjoy Alabama that's like nothing else. Kawasaki and Suzuki. If you like off-road fun, they carry the Polaris product line, made right here in Alabama. And all the manufacturers that sell products through Adams Motorsports buy down the credit standard, so they have unbelievably low interest rates, and you don't have to have an 850 credit score to qualify to get them. Good credit gets you done at Adams Motorsports. You'll find Terry and his team Tuesday through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass in Ackle. Browse inventory, including some great pre-owned opportunities, at adamsmotorsports.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Happening across the nation right now. ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
I didn't know this about my friend Larry Stevens, but he was a LASIK patient at Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK. And it was great to hear him describe how within a matter of hours, he opened his eyes and saw everything 20/20 again. I would love to have that experience. Maybe you would, too, if you're tired of glasses and contacts and all the hassle that goes with them. But LASIK will not correct all vision because I did call 271-3804. I did make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. There is no charge for any of that, by the way. Unfortunately, my vision issue cannot be fixed with a LASIK procedure. I was disappointed because I wanted to do it. It's a step you have to take, and really, you do need to know whether or not LASIK is an option. And since it doesn't cost you one red cent, why not? 271-3804. Larry's LASIK was performed by Dr. Swan. He and the partner at Montgomery Eye, Dr. Shin, are two of the best anywhere. So you're in the best possible hands when it comes to vision restoration or any other corneal specialist type of need. That's 271-3804 to learn more about this incredible group with three-quarters of a century of experience. Go to OnlineMEP.com. That's OnlineMEP.com for Montgomery Eye, across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road.
Time for another Talk Like a Gangster for Boomers. Here's how you say, may I borrow some money? Yo, slap me some frog. I hit you back on the first, fool. Repeat, yo, slap me some frog. I hit you back on the first, fool. And that's how you say, may I borrow some money? Gangster style.
And welcome back, News Talk 93.1 WACV. And we're just a few, we're seconds away.
Oh my gosh, the drama is building here.
From the, from News and Views.
Can we have any like music that's like dun dun dun?
I'm sure.
Dun, dun, dun.